Let's learn, we're up to Simen Nun, we're middle of the law of a cup of tea. Do you make a Bari Nefasha? There's something I was not aware of about the law of making a Bari Nefasha on a cup of coffee and tea, Machloikis from the Mishnah Brura, or with the Kitzer and other Paiskim. I told you this idea, that the reason why many people do not make a Bari Nefasha on a cup of coffee, was because you did not drink a Revius Bechtei the Shir Achilas Pras. Let's assume the Shir Achilas Pras, let's say it's between 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, different opinions. So you have to drink a Revius, approximately 2.9 ounces, in the span of 2 minutes. Now the truth is, that's a Chumrah. Because whoever said that the Shir Achilas Pras applies to drinking, this concept that you must eat something with the Shir Achilas Pras is primarily a law that's said by eating, not by drinking, by foods. Eat matzah. The night of Pesach, eat matzah. So you must eat a Kazayis matzah with Shir Achilas Pras. Drinking, according to the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, and according to the Mishnah Berurah as well, according to writes the Minhag Olam, there is no din of Bechtei Achilas Pras. You must drink a revius of liquid in one shot. Now, it doesn't mean one gulp. It means continuously. If you drink a revius of liquid, according to the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, and according to many other poskim, even within 2 minutes, but it's not continuous. It's sip, pause, sip, pause. Even though from beginning to end you drank the entire thing within 2 minutes, or these 2.9 ounces, you do not make a Bari Nefashos. That's not called in the Torah drinking. Drinking is continuous. When is it possible to drink continuously? Cold or lukewarm. But if you, anything that is hot, anything that is not a cup of tea, cup of coffee, by definition, you can't drink in one shot. You have to drink in small sips. So, even though you may be a quick drinker, you can take it hot, but if you can't gulp it down the same way you would gulp down a cold, lukewarm cup of water, that is potter from, it's not derech shesia. So bowl of soup then in a chnami. Bowl of soup will be the same thing. It's not because bowl of soup is definitely liquid and it's hot. Absolutely. That's a very big chiddush of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. However, there are poiskim, I'll bring you the poiskim, who disagree, and they are of the opinion that the rule of the shir bichtei achilas pras, 2 to 4 minutes, is not just a shir for eating, it's a shir for drinking as well. So then you have to watch the clock. And if you drink even something that's very hot, even though you've paused, you've taken 10-20 pauses in 2 minutes, if you do consume a revius, 2.9 ounces in the shear of revius, then you mechuyev to make a bari in the fashos. So it's a very big, very important machlekes. It appears that the oilam is soimech on the kitzer. That's what I want to bring out that point. Let's go back to Simen. We're up to Simen Nun Halacha. Simen Nun Aleph. I'm sorry, Simen Nun Aleph. Halacha, look back to halacha hey. So we do the whole, we'll do halacha hey very quickly. Ochal, kechati zayis. Person needs a kechati zayis. Vishah, okay, this is going on and he delays. Vichazav ochal kechati zayis. Im etchila hachila arishon vatsev hachila lohi azman yosekim kiim kidei achilas pras. If the amount of time he ate, eating was achilas pras, which we know today to be, let's say, 2 to 4 minutes. Mitzdarfin shtei achilos mevarech brach acharayinim. Now here are words which are very important. These are words that are unique to the Kitzer. Aval imshoh yotzein mitzdarfin. Fine, the name mitzdarfin. Uvishesia. I didn't appreciate the full depth of these words. When it comes to drinking, afilu shoh pachus mizeh. Even if you delayed less than this, less than 2 minutes, 1 minute. If the amount of time it took you to drink your cup of coffee took 60 seconds, and the amount of time it would take to drink a cold cup of Coca-Cola would be 30 seconds, that's not called shesia. The rule of achilas pras is only by solids. Liquids has a different set of rules. Liquid, there is no shir. It's immediate. You drink, one shot. How long does it take to drink a revius? 15 seconds, 20 seconds, I don't know what it is. Anything longer than that, that's not called derech shesia, to be required to make a bur in the nefashos, even if it's within the time of 2 minutes. That's the shita. So basically on any hot beverage, if it's still, you know, you get down to the bottom, it could be it's not hot anymore, then you attack it drinking it in a normal way. But if you're drinking a beverage which really is hot, and you're only drinking it when it's very hot, according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you would never, ever make a bari nefashos, if that's all you have. You have other things, of course, you might need to make a bari nefashos, you need a piece of ice cream, or a piece of whatever, a vegetable, a fruit, you might need to make a bari nefashos, but on the tea or coffee itself, you would never need to make a bari nefashos, because there's no such rule of achilas pras 2 minutes, it's just a matter of drinking kedarik avol shosh.
You say the same thing then, if you're sitting like you're having a business meeting of sorts, and you take the glass of wine, and you're just sipping it over 5 minutes.
Yeah. And Hanani, then your potter. According to him, Avol Shah b'hapachas mizeh ein mitzarfen. Now let's go next to the halacha vav. Shasa mashkecham. This is continuation. Shasa mashkecham b'ma'atma. If you drink hot liquid, a small amount, kimo tea and coffee, kevan she'eno shoyse b'pam achas kishir, af al pi shedech shesios b'kachin. That's the way you drink it. You call mokolim ein mitzarfen. It's not mitzarf. The ein nevorich brach acharon. Now let me read what it says over here in the Pisket Shuvas. In the Pisket Shuvas, he writes, "Hu l'shitasai." What it says over here in Halacha Vav is according to the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch b'sif hakoidem shebeshesia. You must drink the entire thing in one shot. There's no such concept of achilas pras when it comes to drinking. Drinking has to be done in one shot. Omnam, he brings down something very interesting. Now let me go back to the previous note. Okay, the previous note he writes, the Kitzur says there's no din of achilas pras by liquids. So he points out here that it's not so simple. Some say exactly like what it says in the Kitzur that I have to drink it in one shot. And he brings down, and he explains in the premise, doesn't mean you have to drink mamish in one shot. Gimiois, you can drink sips, but it must be beretzef, echad, continuously. Harezeh b'vasachas, the yei shoymim, then he brings down, not so simple, shashir shesia kachila, that drinking has the same rule as eating, v'shi'uroi nispor le'el b'horo 11, which means 2 to 9 minutes. V'al pizze nechluko g'dol ha'poizkim v'shi'is mashkechan b'kam v'shi'uroi v'spor l'kamon b'sivav, and that's why you get into a complication when you drink coffee and tea, if you wouldn't be machner, like the poizkim, that tell us that there's a shear of achilas pras when it comes to drinking, and then if you do drink 2.9 ounces of liquid within 2 minutes, you would be mechuyiv to make a bari in the fashos. So you're getting yourself into a complicated shiloh, according the different opinions what to do. Now let's go back to the next note. So he brings over here Omnam Ladeus to El Shagam Bishia Hashir Bilchilis Pras in Kane Gam Bishia Chama. If a person drinks something which is hot, Oit Sonenes Moto very cold, Im Shas Oisabichilis Pras, 4 minutes, Yitzorich Lavarich Baruch Bari Nefashos. Omnam Minik Anshe Maisa, the best thing to do is Lohaniach Shia Revius Besoif Shisyosan Shiit Stanin Naad Kadesh Yuchal Lishtais Revius Bulahevsik Lavarich Baruch Achreina. The best thing to do is not to get into the Sufik, is to leave over at the bottom of the cup 2.9 ounces, and to drink the last 2.9 ounces when it cools down in one shot, and then l'chol hadeyos yimukhuyiv to make a borei nefashos. Okay, now we have a very long shi'anim mitzvah halacha, simin nun aleph. Let's go to find the right page. Okay, dalet. Okay, shasemana long, not so long. Shasemashke chama dalet, page resh pe aleph. Shasemashke chama b'maat maat. Kein hella b'baat. Let's see, Gimel. Okay, ochel kati zayis v'shav, einbecha Yosef. Oh, we did the vomiting, right? We did this. The im ochel kati zayis v'hikiyoy, v'chosev ochel kati zayis v'yachar. So, okay, dalet. Shasem mashke chama b'maat maat, kein hella b'... I don't know who this is.
Behar
Hayte. The Behar Hayte, okay. the Be'er Heitiv, without Goyis Masham, Hevi the Motza B'Shalas Shuvus Panim Iros, the Tzarch Levarch Moir Nefashos V'Chayim B'Shalas Shuvus Mutzul Me'esh, Kosav V'Chei Nohago Hagoyinu Mishbal Shalom Meshiv, V'Amin Chaschinuch, that no, you do have to drink, they hold that you do have to drink when it comes to drinking a hot liquid, Min Chaschinuch V'Ayim B'Shalas Shuvus Ma'aram Shik, Shekosav L'Hunoig Atzma Levarch V'Mistoma Einu Nimshach Hashiach Ches Minutin. He holds, now obviously what he's saying is they're going in a case where even though it's very hot, you're drinking or this, in the time span, they're being machmir. That was the point made. They're coming to argue on the opinion of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch that there is no din of achilas pras by liquids. They are of the opinion there is achilas pras by liquids, and it's the same time, and they're giving a very lenient zman of 8 minutes. So within 8 minutes, l'chayra, you're going to drink 2.9 ounces, and therefore you're mechuyiv to make a burin nefashos. The mistama inim shach hashir ches minutin uchvar kosav achasam sefer, the shir achilas pras, hu ches minutin, the chasam sefer is very lenient, the zman is 8 minutes, so within 8 minutes, 2.9. However, the kuntris apoysek, we see she'ela im ice cream, ices, so you lick it. So the same exact thing are you consuming within the Zman Achilas Pras, the Shir. You can't swallow it in one shot. Shiul, the Rufuasam, Limtsuk, Tsukur, Kendall, Shemaitzim, the Yonikim, the Einoch, Limimenu, Shir, Kazayas. People suck on certain types of candies, whatever it is. Rock candies, they suck on it. And so do you make a bar in the fashos? Even you don't get a regular candy. So there certainly is no shiv heavy, mishas shuvus ben aron, the mechalek ben galida lich shukar. The beglida mirov hakridos muvrach. Muchrach lahavsik bein ti'ima l'ti'ima nimsa de posak hanoso yehana was posak in the middle. You don't have one continuous hana ulechein ein mitstarf na hati'imais. Aval b'sugar, candy. Shemachziko b'peh b'li hefsik v'ein aloyis v'ein aloyasoy, and you're not chewing it. Rak moitzitz v'yoyne kevon shloy posak hanoso shapir mivorech brocha acharoyno de derech achilu b'kach. Unbelievable. When it comes to ice cream, since it's not in one shot, you lick, it's not b'chdei achilas pras. So since you don't have a shir b'chdei achilas pras, you mafsik the te'ima, memeila, you don't make a bracha achreina. But a candy, now of course, I'm assuming you're dealing with a certain type of candy where you're going to consume a revius, a kazayas, right? The candy has to be a kazayas. So I guess it means you have multiple candies have to add to a share of a kazayas. Problem is, candy is mostly sugar. It's not even, let's say, burn the fashos, right? So burn the fashos. So you have to have, I guess, enough candies that should be a kazayas. I guess you're doing certain type of candies, which the derech is to have a lot of them, different type of texture. So since in that instance there's no psika, even though it takes more than 9 minutes, more than 8 minutes, since there is no hefzik, it's continuous, you do make a bar in the fashos. Rak moitz v'yone kevin shleposach hanosah shabbat v'rech v'rech achroine derech achil b'kach. V'v'shal shuvah z'chil k'levi, diber sham b'inyin ma sh'naigim o'ilam sh'leikhim tzukul, l'sech peh machzikim sham zman rav ho'ilich, v'toyim ha'masikos, ad sh'nimoch ha'mafsikin b'sicha b'sham metzitza. So you talk, k'idem sh'bolo v'erich levarer, d'gam ha'alisa, ha'ya metzitza tzarech b'lihi, v'lechein ha'sach y'ev sh'loy ma'olav d'mafsik, b'in brocha l'achilo. So the shayla, you put in your mouth, and you make a bracha, you put it in your mouth, and you start chewing, and then you start talking. And when you're talking, by the time when you're talking, already before that, you're actually swallowing any of the lachluchas. So he says it's not a kasha. Since you're chewing, and chewing is the purpose of swallowing, the chewing already is part, the bracha is chal in the chewing. Hoyel, hasach yev sholoy ma'ar olav demafsik ben bracha lachilov, herich l'tarit sholo yiksha, ben mogin avram, ayin sham. So basically he says that it's not a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala, and we have this new concept that as long as you're not being mafsik in ti'ima, then it can combine, even though it's more than b'chdei achilas pras, it can combine to the shir to make a bracha achreina. Okay, let's go right to next halacha. halacha zayin. B'shiva minim is nishtab chayit. So anyone learn daf yomi? It's mamish. Yesterday is daf yomi, right? Yesterday is daf yomi. B'shiva what? We did vav. Yeah, we did vav. Yeah. Okay. Okay. B'shiva b'shiva minim nishtab chayit eretz yisrael. This is not the pasuk eretz chitu sara v'gevenus. Yeah, this is the daf yomi. Yes, it's daf yomi. Called this entire pasuk is darshan for shiurim. The Gemara goes through all different halachas he learned from each one of the words in the pasuk. Yesterday's daf b'shiva minim nishtab chayit eretz yisrael. The siv eretz chita u'sa'ira the gefen u'sena figs the rimon pomegranates eretz zeh shemen olives u'dvash dates. Dvash does not mean honey. Bee honey means date honey. Ubas or hachik siv eretz. It's a land. Asher loy v'miskenus toicha b'lechem. You will not eat bread in scarcity. B'miskenus means scarcity. Rather, you'll eat it in abundance. V'ochalta v'savata. You'll eat in abundance. You'll be satisfied with v'rachta v'goymer. V'kevach b'lechem avur b'tayra. V'ochalta v'savata v'rachta. Since by bread we have the halacha. V'ochalta v'savata v'rachta. V'luchayim d'yafur alalechem mechamesha sminei dagon. Bread that comes from five types of grain. Shehein chita u'sa'ora ha'mifurashin. Which are specified in this pasuk. So this pasuk says Eretz Chita Usoira, and then there are offshoots. There are subcategories of wheat and barley. The umi kusmin, the shibola shul. Kusmin is spelt shibola shul is oats. The shipon is rye. Shehem gamkein nichlolim bechita us. So they are included. There are subcategories of wheat and barley. Mivarchin acharav birchas hamazoin, which are shehem shalosh bracha shlemos. The gam birchas hatoiv meitiv, the fourth bracha, which is toiv meitiv. Shniskan achar kach biyavne. Aval kol shehem lachem gomer eliminim mizonin, which is not lachem gomer, but it's mizonos meil haminim meil chameishas minei dagon. Anything which is, like we learned before, possible, be kisnin, anything which, even if it's not possible, anything which is a derivative of that possible kisnin, anything which is a derivative of these five grains, and it does not have the tsur of lechem, the chain al hagefen, if you eat grapes, the hainu yayin, any product of the vine, which includes wine, the gamanovim, and grapes. Bain lachim, where the grapes are moist. Bain yivashim, where they're raisins. Bain gedoilim, well, not actually raisins, raisins are a different category. Yivashim means, yivashim, they are dry. Bain gedoilim, bain katan, raisins you don't make an aloha eitz on raisins. Raisins make a barnafash, because that's a very different category of dry. That's a different category. Bain yivashim, it means they're still of the tsu of a grapes. Bain yivashim, bain gedoilim, bain katanim, whether they're large or small. Usainim, figs, rimonim, pomegranates, vizetim, utamarim, and olives, and dates. What kind of dates? Shem devash, shemur b'tayra, lefi shemehem, zav hadvash. The reason why they're called dates are called honeys because from them honey flows. I'll call elu v'rochim b'rocha, achrein the b'rocha, achas mein shalosh, where we call the b'rocha mein shalosh, she kolelis b'kitzer. It's a shortened version of synopsis. Hashalosh b'rochas v'kam hatev emetiv, she b'birchas hamozim. It's a synopsis of the four b'rochas of b'birchas hamozim. Ches. The bracha main shalosh lacham minim zonis pasach. How do you start? Al hamichya v'al hakalkolo v'al hakalkolo. The chayseim. What's the conclusion? V'nodel l'chol al oretz v'al hamichya. Baruch atah Hashem. So here we have a lot of different versions. His opinion is al oretz v'al hamichya v'al hakalkolo. Do you say that? Do you say that last word? V'al hakalkolo. He says you should do so. Well, not everyone agrees. V'al hayayin pasach al gefen v'al priya gefen. The chayseim. Ala oretz v'al pri hagofen. Baruch atah Hashem ala oretz v'al pri hagofen. V'al haperos pasach ala eitz v'al pri eitz v'chosem ala oretz v'al haperos. Baruch atah Hashem ala oretz v'al haperos. What about an Eretz Yisrael? Well, let's say you're eating fruit that came from Eretz Yisrael. Or the Eretz Yisrael. Oy afilu b'chutz li'oretz im ochal niperos Eretz Yisrael. Oy mer ala oretz v'al peiroi seho. Right, many benchers have this. If you're eating it, living in Eretz Yisrael, you have to change the nusach, or if you're eating imported fruits from Eretz Yisrael.
And wine too?
Also, we discuss the different, there are different opinions, there are different customs. We're going to go through that in a few moments. Now, here we get something which not everyone knows. This is very interesting. Ochal mine, this is come by a kiddush. Ochal mine mezonos v'gam shasa yayin. Let's say you eat mezonos and you drink wine. Classic case, if you make kiddush on Shabbos, after davening, So now you need to make a bracha me'in shalosh, and you need to make mention of yayin, and you need to make mention of the mezonos, kolel shneim bebracha achas, v'chein peros v'yayin. Likewise, if you eat fruit and wine, v'afilu anovim v'yayin. Now that's a chiddush. Even if you eat grapes and wine, you may think that if I'm having grapes and wine, so maybe I should just make an al ho'etz v'al pri ho'etz. Or maybe I should just make alagef and v'alpriagef, make one because they're really one and the same. No, that's important to note that grapes and wine are considered halacha to be two separate things, and they require their own mention. Afilu anavim v'yayin uperos u'mine mezonos. Afilu mine mezonos v'yayin uperos kolul shloshan. If you have all three, you have to make a bracha mention all three together. Now, which one goes first? It's very easy. Just follow whichever one is first in the pasuk. The yakdim al hamichya. First, you should say al hamichya v'al hakalkala v'al hagefen v'al priagefen or v'al oetz v'al priyoetz, because it says it first in the pasuk. You follow the order of the pasuk. Chita mezonos comes before gefen, and gefen comes before fruits. V'yakdim al hamichya v'acharkach al hagefen v'acharkach al oetz. Uche, now here is something also which not everyone knows. If people have the custom to say al hamichya v'al hakalkala, some have that custom, but you should not say the al hakalkala in a situation where you're joining it together with gefen or with fruit. Uche shekoylel al hamichya im shar min, when you incorporate the michya with other minim, lo yoymar bachasima, you should not say at the end the al hakalkala. Don't say that word. Elo yoyma baruch atah Hashem al aretz v'al hamichya v'al pri hagofen. Do not say al aretz v'al hamichya v'al hakakolo v'al pri hagofen. That's already repetitious. You just say al hamichya v'al pri hagofen. O al hamichya gives you variations. O al hamichya v'al hapeo. That's where you're having fruit. O al hamichya v'al pri hagofen. V'al hapeo. So he's having all three together. Uchvar nidvisa hanuscha. Bisidurim v'tzarch kol ish yishol liyos boki bibrocha zo balpeh, to know this by heart. Now let me read you some interesting variations of different customs from the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos number one says that is our custom. Many people have the custom to say the bracha alo eitz, to say alo oretz v'al hamicha v'al hakalkola. Kein nusach. I'm reading you what it says, so you don't have this. Kein nusach gan b'sidu yavetz shulchan ator v'oid. Many people have the custom to say ala oretz v'al hamichya v'al hakal kolo. Omnam harbe achreinim, including the tour, the avudraham, the magin avram, the mishnah brura, kosvu she'ein loymar v'al hakal kolo. Okay, you should not say that last word. The yesh oyimim also belachash. Okay, that's strange. Some say al hanichya v'al hakalkola. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. It's very strange. He says that the stipler did this. I don't know. Also other tzaddikim. The nahara. Isn't there an expression? The al hakal. There's a Yiddish expression. You say. Al hamichya. I once heard al hamichya, and then you say an expression, "Al hakal kolo." If I'm mechuyif to say it, something like that. There's some type of like kunz.
When the answer on me.
Oh, you're right. It's a good point. You okay? I don't know. Okay, so yesh v'yesh. He says the tour of the avudraham Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah says you should not say al hakal kolo. Okay. Another thing we mentioned here, that you say the bracha when you're eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, you say the alpeh seha. What about if you're eating the grain of Eretz Yisrael, or eating the wine of Eretz Yisrael? So there are different customs. He says here, aminig be'eretz Yisrael lachtem gam al yayin me'eretz Yisrael v'al pri gafno. Did you ever see that?
Well, it's in the Siddur a lot.
Yeah?
Have it in parentheses.
But they have
al-peh,
al-peh, al-peh, al-peh, al-peh, al-peh, but I never saw in the Siddur al-gafno. Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So some Siddur,
Uminig asfardim. Now the svarim they have a whole different nuschos. Uminig asfardim gam imini mezonos. By mezonos also shagol b'yeretz shol lachlem al oretz v'al michyoso. Okay, that's the svardim. V'chein yesh nehagim loymar samach lechasim al noydul chal oretz v'al michyoso. V'al peiro secha, v'al pri gafna. Before you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem, even there, even when you wind down, v'nodelcha, you should make mention that it's from Eretz Yisrael. V'ashkenazim ein oyhagim mekach. That's not their custom. Okay. Ochal minei mizonos. Now, what happens if you make if you forget? Now, here we come to very interesting different dilemmas. Let me read you what it says. V'im ochal minechot. This happens. A person, he eats fruits. You have some grapes. And now you're making a bracha me'ein shalish. And you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, V'kinei Melech Olam Alam, Michya V'yal Hakal Kola. You blew it. Right? You said the wrong thing. And you don't catch yourself until you're ready all the way towards the bottom, all the way towards the end. So what do you do? Azai. The rules are as follows. Im niskar koidim shama Baruch Atah Hashem. If you remember before you conclude the last words, Baruch Atah Hashem, the chasimas habracha yachzir lamakom sheto'o v'yivarech kodim. Go back to the beginning. Don't say Baruch Atah Hashem v'kinei Melech Olam. Okay, once you've already said Baruch Atah Hashem v'kinei Melech Olam, you've passed those words, and now you said al hamichya v'yal hakakolo, you can go back and you can say alo eitz v'yal priho eitz. Just go back to where you made the mistake. V'yamamar Hashem. Now what happens if you say Baruch Atah Hashem? You already got down to the very, very end. And you already conclude Baruch Atah Hashem. Yomrenu heitev mikan v'holo v'yotza mibnei sheyesh oim sh'ikaruhu hachasim. An incredible leniency. If you make the wrong bracha in the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, v'kinei melech olam alam, michya v'yal hakakolo, v'chulu v'chulu, and then you come down, Baruch Atah Hashem, oh no, what did I do? I said in the beginning, alam michya hakakolo. It's okay. Just Baruch Atah Hashem, al ho'eitz v'al pri ho'eitz. Because b'diyeved, the only thing you will need is the chasima, the ikar is the chasima. As long as the chasima is okay, you're in business. Where else do you have this example? You have this on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Let's say on Yom Tov, you make a mistake and you say the Shabbos in Nusach of Musaf or Shmona Esrei. You say the wrong thing, as long as you conclude correctly, it's okay. That's not true for Musaf. Musaf, you must make mention of the Kurbanos. But for the other Shmona Esreis, the Iker is the conclusion. Some say, Hashem Yomar, Landeni Chukecha, some disagree. There is an opinion that says, if you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say, Landeni Chukecha, and V'choizel L'roi Shabracha. V'im Gam Chassima Toho, Choizel Mavarech. However, everyone agrees that if you say the wrong Al-Hamichya, you lo yotza. If you eat fruit, and you said an Al-Hamichya v'al hakakola, and you've also concluded Baruch Atah Hashem Al-Hamichya v'al hakakola, everyone agrees you have to go back and say a new bracha. The only heter is, if you said 90% of the bracha wrong, and you concluded correctly, that's okay b'diavad. But if the entire bracha was done incorrectly, you have no choice but to repeat the bracha. V'im gam b'chassima toh, choyzim v'varech afilu v'mapsich v'asamuch v'chassima hoyu k'hoygen, even if, and the bigger chumrah, even if the beginning was good and the middle was good, if the end was no good, you must repeat the bracha. So if you ate fruit and you start off Baruch Atah Hashem alo eitz v'al priho eitz v'chulu v'chulu v'nodel cho alo eitz v'al priho eitz Baruch Atah Hashem al hanichya v'al hakalkola, no good, you gotta repeat, because the ikar is the chasima. He does make something very important that I told you was not accurate, because davka ba'ochal mizonos uberach al hagefen o al ho'etz. Another rule to keep in mind is that's only so when you ate mizonos and you said al ho'etz, you messed it up at the end with al ho'etz or al hagefen. But if it's the other way around, if you drank wine or you ate fruit and you conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem ala michya, that was the case I told you, I made a mistake, that case, b'diavad, it's okay, because michya is a term which is koilel even yayin and eitz. Avlim shasa yayin uberach alo eitz. Another example, if you drank wine, uberach al ho eitz, it's also b'diavad, it's koilel yayin, o al ha michya, O ochal tomorrow muvarich ala michya, o anav muvarich ala gefen, grapes, to mention the grapes in the bench ala gefen, b'chol elu yotzo yidichavoso b'diyeved. Okay, so there are exceptions. Ala michya always is a catch-all, b'diyeved. And al ho'etz b'diavad catches the yayin, and al gefen catches al hayayin, because the yayin and gefen are the same. Okay, now another few horrors before we conclude. Okay, if you don't mention it, okay, now here's an interesting shaila. Im shachach lahaskir kulam ba'ofen shetzach lachso levarech kishata, im miskidam betchila habracha, oi b'samach lachasima, oi b'chasima, eino choyzim avarech, v'im lo yizkim klal. Okay, let's do that now. Alright, let's do this. I'm not sure what he's saying over there. Okay, there was one other thing I wanted to mention. Here's an interesting shaila. Person needs bread. Okay, the bracha me'in shalosh. The bracha me'in shalosh is a shortened version of birchas hamazon. What happens if you eat bread and instead of reciting birchas hamazon, you recite al hamichya, ayyotza, b'diyavit? The im b'diyavit berach achar halechem al hamichya. You made al hamichya. So on the one hand, it's also birchas hamazon. So it's a machlekes apayiskim. Nechlegu apayiskim yotza b'diyavit oyitzach lachsul varach al kein lechatchil yitul yoda v'shuv. So what should you do? The only solution is to wash and eat again. Lechatchil yitul yoda v'shuv v'yoychal shuv k'zayis pas. Yivarech birchas hamazon v'yifter gam achilo achilos harishayno yishma birchas hamazon me'acher from someone else v'yichavin lotzei sidei chayvasa v'im yev shalom v'yachad meitz elu yivarech behirhor. Okay, such a concept to make a bracha in machshava beloy lohitzi b'svasa v'im lohisich daitoy achas sheberach me'in shalosh yachol hamshuch nodelcha ki birchas me'in shalosh oile lebirchas hazanaverin b'kiddush. If you in the middle, if you say al hamichya, right after you finish the first bracha, you remember that you washed and you mechuyif to bench, and by mistake you've concluded with al hamichya. Just continue with no delacha, because b'diavad the bracha me'in shalosh al hamichya counts as the first bracha of hazan es ha'olam. That's a very big chiddush. Okay. Also, there's one, okay, that we can get to later on. Let's go to Paris, Mishiva Saminim Shadayim Lenigmar Bishulam. Okay, fruits that are not ripe, or dried fruits, no, that's different. Alright, we'll leave that. Okay, well, let's see how in Shem's halacha on this. Okay, we'll see. We have just one Shem, that's the halacha. This is on. Okay, halacha hey, on the bottom. Koilol shnei ruchas achas v'shal shuvus mehashag. Nishal b'im shachach lahazkir shnei b'tchilas abrocha v'lahizkir sham ela achas. ולסויף בחסימו נזכר עצמו והזכר שניהם, דיוצא בדיעבד והביא קצס ראיו משאל תשובס מה... I don't know what that stands for. משאל תשובה. דבשאבס חולמוית שוכח ולהזכר מוסף של שבס. דבחולמוית שבס ולהזכר מוסף של שבס. כל שחוסה מקדש השבוס וישוב יזמן מיוץ והכינה מכן וכן הלו בשל שובס פני מבן. So if you have a situation where you have to make, let's say, al ha'etz and al ha'michya, and in the beginning you only mentioned one, in the beginning Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam al ha'michya, let's say ha'etz, you'll pray ha'etz.
No, he left them both out.
Left them both out? Nishal b'im shachach lahazkir shneihem, both them, b'tchilus ha'bracha. I think shneihem is you forgot to mention both, but you said one, because then what did you say? So you left out one, and now you come to the end.
Yeah.
So even though you completely left out one in the beginning, since at the end you concluded with both, that covers you. Just like on Shabbos, if you forget to mention Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, if you go at the end, you conclude Mekadesh HaShabbos, that the Chasima always covers for you. But the Chasima is this, as if you actually said it in the Bracha itself. All right, we'll stop here.